to ride about 4 miles to a little country mill to get it ground. And I never had that experience trying to ride on them. And he'd feel that sack till it lay across that horse's back just like that. He didn't break down on me or something. And I felt like I was sitting on a log and just tip off either way, like the most uneasiest ride I ever had in my life to get to that mill. When I got on there and they ground it and made it into meal, then when he threw it across that horse, it divided, you see, and went over his comfortable ride back home. But that ride to that mill was the most upsetting, nerve-wracking ride I ever had in my life.
Okay, what would you call the amount of wood that you can carry in both your arms?
Armful.
Okay, and if the light burned out in, say, one of your electric lamps here, you'd have to screw in a new...
Well...
What would you call that?
See, in my day growing up, we didn't have anything but a candle and a coal oil lamp, kerosene lamp.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, when I was a small boy, it make no difference whose home you went to, you found everybody had a candle mold.
Yeah.
And a candle mold was made out of tin.
Mm-hmm.
With a base here at the bottom and, well, as I remember, 6 tubes.
Mm-hmm.
And you took a wool string made out of sheep's wool,
mm-hmm,
and dropped down in each one of those tubes,
mm-hmm,
melted this mutton teller or beef teller and poured it in that thing while it was hot.
Mm-hmm.
And when it cooled, you could turn it bottom side up and shake it out of there. And everybody had a can of mold and had a bunch of candles.
Yeah.
So if you run out of coal, he could light a candle.
Yeah.
For the light. Not like a lightning bolt.
Yeah. Did you ever hear of making your own lamp using a rag and a bottle and some of this coal?
I've seen a few, what you used to call old rag lamp.
Uh-huh.
And you'd put your grease, it made no difference what it was.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it was hog oil or beef tallow.
Mm-hmm.
Put it in a vessel, say a saucer or a little bowl,
mm-hmm,
and put a woolen rag into it.
Mm-hmm.
And that thing would answer the part of a wick and light it up here, get it soaked. When it once got saturated with this stuff, you could light it. And you'd let it, the edge of it stand up over the edge of your vessel you had this grease in.
Mm-hmm.
Light that thing and it pulled that through that woolen cloth and made a light. Just barely a light, about all it made.
Hmm.
And then they come out with a little brass lamp.
Yeah.
That you burn kerosene in. Then later they come out with the glass lamps. Mm-hmm. I can remember the little old brass lamp. Had a handle on like a tin cup. And it used a wick, a round wick. And there's just a little spike stood off the top that you have screwed out like an ordinary machine oil can.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd put your oil in there and screw that spout and burner back in, down in there, you know. Light that thing. You could pick it up with that little handle on the side like an ordinary little old tin cup and carry it around through the house in the way you want to do it.
Yeah. Okay, but now, the thing that you have in your lamp to make it light, you screw in the...
Yeah, the switch in there.
Or the bulb.
Socket where the bulb goes in.
What kind of bulb? What do you call that? You call that a light?
That's a light bulb.
Okay.
Of course, there's different sizes up there, one thing. And different types.
Yeah.